So Northwest Simon Community has seen a 30% increase in the number of households requiring support this year. That's a worrying figure, Noel.
That's a very worrying figure, Emma. The homelessness across the region has been increasing. As we know, last year, the official figures that record the number of people in emergency accommodation has been going up all year. And alongside the official figures, there are people in what we call hidden homelessness who are living in uncertain situations and maybe sleeping rough, or maybe sofas have been sleeping with on the couch of somebody's house, or living with family or friends. And many of these people often come to us seeking advice and support on how to resolve their risk of homelessness. And we've seen a very worrying figure, as you say, 230% increase since last year. Last year we dealt with 188 households, this year it's 243 households, and the figure is getting almost unmanageable for us. We have very limited resources. We are heavily reliant on fundraising to keep our services going, and it's very difficult to maintain services with this latest increase.
So if anyone would be able to donate anything at all, it would be very much appreciated at this time.
Yes, of course, anything that people can afford. If somebody is working in a company, perhaps they could encourage their colleagues to support us. Maybe the company itself make a donation to us. We will accept money from whatever source, and whatever people can afford.
Particularly, I suppose, at this time of year now too, the lack of accommodation that is available as well, the bad weather, the last thing we want is for anyone to be homeless and have nowhere to go.
Yes, it is. It's an extremely worrying situation. I did a quick search last week online on gap.ie, and I was able to identify 53 properties in Donegal that were advertised for rent, but only about 5 of those were available for less than €800 per month. And that's the absolute minimum that a family with a couple of 3 children would get on HAP. So anyone that's renting would have to use their day-to-day funding for the food and heat and electric debt, so they would have to go towards rent because there's no affordable properties available in the region. Mm-hmm. We've seen a huge figure increase in the figures in homelessness in the 3 counties in the northwest throughout this year. In September, for the first time, we had almost 150 people homeless in 1 week. And those, again, as I say, are the official figures of people in the local authority accommodation. We don't have firm figures on the numbers that are sleeping with friends, etc.